91X News.
It's minus 9 and sunny at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Police in Quebec are not saying whether the mosque in Quebec City last night that was attacked was on authorities' radar. The shooting has left 6 people dead and 19 wounded. 2 suspects are currently in custody. RCMP Superintendent Martin Plante says that one of the suspects gave himself up to police.
The suspect contacted 911 and identified himself as being involved with the incident.
Hospital officials say that 5 of the injured are in critical condition, with at least 3 others between life and death. The British Prime Minister's office says a state visit by U.S. President Donald Trump later this year will go ahead despite increasing calls for it to be canceled over Trump's controversial immigration order and travel ban. Charles de la Mise reports an online petition opposing the government's plan for a state visit has collected around 1 million signatures already.
The sheer size of the online vote means the matter will have to be considered for a debate in the British Parliament. Last year, Parliament debated whether to ban Donald Trump, then a candidate, from visiting Britain after a similar online petition. However, such debates are just meant to air an issue and are totally non-binding.
Prime Minister Theresa May's office says an invitation has been extended by her government and accepted by President Trump. 2 men have pleaded guilty to causing a 2016 house explosion in Trenton and have each been handed different sentences. Both men have avoided any jail time. In the decision not to give jail time, the judge took into account the fact that the explosion was accidental. The judge did say, though, that the explosion was caused by illegal activity. One man was sentenced to a 9-month conditional sentence, which includes 6 months house arrest plus a year of probation. The other man was given a six-month conditional sentence with 3 months house arrest, 6 months probation, as well as community service hours that need to be performed. A federal source says the Liberals are planning legislation to lift the veil of secrecy around the so-called Cash for Access political fundraisers. But interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose says the proposal won't stop opposition questions over the Prime Minister's failure to live up to the current rules of governing fundraising.
There's still an ethics investigation. Mr. Trudeau is still under investigation by the ethics commissioner. And there's still the question. He doesn't seem to think that the rules are in place. They've been in place for 10 years. People have been following them, and he's been breaking them.
The government source says the Liberals plan to reach across party lines in writing the legislation. The controversy about the practice has dogged the Liberals and Justin Trudeau in particular for months. That's QNET News on 91X to 106. In sports, the Loyalist men's basketball team improved their record to 7-7 on the season with a win over Lacité this weekend. The Lancers beat the Coyotes 66-51. The team will play the St. Lawrence College Vikings on Wednesday this week. Also this weekend, the Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball team won their 5th game in a row, also beating Lacité. The team scored an impressive 13 aces during the match. The women's team is currently sitting at 3rd in the East Division with an 11-4 record. Their next game will be against the Durham Lords on Thursday. And on the ice this weekend, the Trenton Golden Hawks crushed Lindsay with a dominating 9-1 win yesterday. The Golden Hawks are currently sitting at 38-6-1 on the season and have guaranteed themselves a spot in the playoffs. Their next game will be against Stouffville on Friday later this week. Philadelphia Flyers forward Wayne Simmonds scored the go-ahead goal and the eventual game winner as the Metropolitan Division captured the NHL All-Star Game with a 4-3 win over the Pacific Division in Los Angeles. The Scarborough, Ontario native says it was a thrill to play for Wayne Gretzky, who coached his team in place of Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
To get a chance to play for him, you know, was an honor, and you know, it's just a great situation to be in, and it's, you know, I'm just really happy right now.
There are no games in the NHL tonight as players return to their teams from the All-Star break. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now, the forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of minus 6. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of minus 12. And for tomorrow, flurries 2 to 4 centimeters in total and a high of minus 1. At 12:08, it's minus 9. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. Q News on 91X, next at 1.